Hey, I'm Jessica Burke, the sleep coach just for big kids. As a mom, I know firsthand the sleep struggles that can happen when kids move from a crib to a big kid bed. Big kids are opinionated and strong-willed, and they can really wear down our patients at night. With over 7 years of experience helping exhausted families, I'll give you actionable advice that you can use right away to get everyone sleeping better tonight. Let's get your toddler to sleep. Big kids' sleep struggles are way different than baby sleep struggles. Once kids are out of the crib and in their own bed, things get way more complicated. Kids are old enough now to really know how to lay on that mom guilt, and sometimes it can just be too much to handle. I took all of this into account when I developed the REST method, which has successfully helped thousands of families get their kids sleeping all by themselves for 10 to 12 hours straight through the night. Let me tell you all about my REST method and why it works so well. I've been a certified sleep coach now for over 7 years, and I used to work with families with all different ages of kids until my own daughter turned 3 and moved to a big girl bed. That's when I learned firsthand just what kind of nightmare toddler sleep rebellion can be. So that's why now I only work with families that have toddlers or preschool age kids. When I figured out a way to get my 3-year-old to stop stalling at bedtime and actually stay in her room and fall asleep by herself and stop waking up overnight and coming to find me in the middle of the night, I knew I could help other families. This became the foundation for my REST method. And I want to share it with all the other toddler families who are struggling with the same issues, because I feel like everybody talks about how bad sleep is going to be when you have a new baby or a young baby, but nobody ever talks about the sleep struggles that we face as our kids get older. See, our older kids have a growing sense of independence and a growing desire to be in control of things. And this normally happens right around like 2, 2.5 years old, which just so coincides with when a lot of kids are moving from the crib into a toddler bed. Now, these power struggles, you're going to see them go on all day long. Kids don't want to put their shoes on when it's time to leave, or there's defiance over what food they want to eat for dinner, or they refuse to leave the park. You know, this is all age appropriate and to be expected, but it can make learning to stay in your room and learning to go to sleep a real struggle. The reason the REST method is so successful is for 2 main reasons. The first is that it's designed for kids age 2.5 and older. It's not meant for babies. It's meant for older kids, toddlers and preschoolers. The second reason is it's designed for where your child is at developmentally. See, most sleep training methods and programs really just tell you, the parent, what to do and totally ignores your child's experiences, your child's desire for control, and your child's ability to understand boundaries. But the truth is, kids who are 2.5 and older, they totally know how your house runs. They have a clear understanding of the rules. They know which rules you are dead serious about, like do not hit your sister, and rules that you might be a little bit more flexible on, like don't interrupt mom when she's on the phone. They totally know which parent is more strict and which is more lenient. And they know what behaviors they can use to get their way. And this isn't a bad thing. It's just human nature. I always joke that by the time our kids are like 18 months old, they already know us better than we know ourselves. I mean, it's actually pretty miraculous. But the truth is, your toddler and preschool age kids can actually play a part and have some responsibility in the process of improving their own sleep habits. This is exactly what the REST method teaches you. And that's why it's way different than anything that you may have tried in the past. So let's get into it. The REST method is a proven framework that breaks down all the things that affect sleep into 4 easy to understand and easy to solve parts. It's an acronym, REST. And here's what it stands for. These are the 4 parts to awesome sleep. The letter R stands for the right sleep schedule. Having the right bedtime and the right sleep schedule are really one of the foundational elements for awesome sleep. And somehow this is such an underappreciated piece of the puzzle. I think most families either just don't prioritize it or they just don't really think it's that important. But you have to know how much sleep your child should be getting and what the right bedtime is for them based on their age and whether or not they still nap. The letter E stands for excellent bedtime routine. Now, most families have some type of pre-bedtime ritual, but as our kids get older, they usually turn into master stallers. And if you've ever finished reading a bedtime book and then been met with your toddler just begging you for another book or begging you to repeat a few pages, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Or maybe you've got one of those kiddos that after lights out, just all of a sudden is so thirsty and needs another sip of water or needs a few more hugs from you. That's why it's so important that you have a stall-proof bedtime routine that your kid really loves, that has like a defined beginning and a defined end. And that's what the rest method teaches you. Teaches you some mommy magic to make bedtime quick and easy so you can be out of there in 15 minutes. The letter S stands for solo sleep strategy. And this is actually the goal of all sleep training processes. It's allowing your child to learn how to fall asleep all by themselves without any help from you or anybody else, all alone. And once your child becomes a solo sleeper, they fall asleep more easily at bedtime. They sleep all the way through the night without waking up, and they wake up happy and well-rested in the morning. And yes, this is how your toddler should be sleeping every single night. So the rest method actually teaches you multiple ways to achieve this goal, to get your child to become a solo sleeper. So that way it's adaptable to all different parenting styles. The letter T stands for tease a reward. Now, what's the best way to get your child comfortable doing something new? It's to praise them and make them feel successful so that they start to build their confidence in this new thing. Well, rewards, both tangible and intangible, is how we do that with the rest method. Using rewards is a great way to kind of jumpstart new good behaviors, but you have to know how to use rewards in the right way. 99% of the time, parents are trying to reward things that are just too difficult for the child to do. For example, if you say, "Don't wake mommy up tonight and we will have donuts in the morning," when your child has woken you up every night for the last 6 months, it's unlikely that they're going to be successful at reaching that goal. So in the morning, when they ask for their donut, you're going to have to say, "No, you didn't get your donut. You woke mommy up." So that's not going to help build them up. That's not going to help make them feel successful. So the rest method teaches you how to use rewards in the right way to get these new behaviors going. Now, once you really understand all of these pieces and you implement all of the steps in the rest method, sleep just starts to click. You end up with a child who is able to fall asleep easily all by themselves before 8 p.m. and sleep straight through the night for 10 to 12 hours with no wake-ups. You're here learning new sleep tools because you know how important great sleep is for your kid's health and development. If you want to go even deeper and learn all about my rest method, join me in my next free Toddler Sleep Masterclass. Reserve your spot at toddlersleepmasterclass.com.